Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ. يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم and welcome back to the show Let's Recite the Quran, where we will recite the Quran and analyze the verses we recite in terms of the rules of tajweed. In the studio we have three honorable students. We have Ahmed, Mustafa, and Murtala. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Welcome back. We're continuing Surah An-Naba, starting with verse 26. Brother Ahmed, let's start with you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
جزاء وفاقا
جزاء وفاقا
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
Okay, brother Ahmed, I want you to mention all of the rules of tajweed in verse 26, as many as you can.
Sure. So 26, the little verse?
Yeah.
So the first one we have maddul muttasil.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the first one. And then we have the makharajul huruf, I guess that's it.
Are you sure? What about jaza'an wifaqa?
Yeah, we have idgham of nun sakina to waw.
And one more. At the end of the verse.
Yeah, it ends with alif al-maddiya, the tanween.
Yeah.
Tanween al-fatha, it ends with
alif. This is known as waqful ibdal.
Exactly.
Ibdal means transformation, change. Badal, it comes from badal. Ibdal right. means the waqf changes from Tanween al-Fath to Alif al-Maddiya.
Right.
And in the word Yarjun, is the Ra pronounced with Tafkhim or Tarqiq?
Tafkhim. Because of the Sukun.
Because of the Sukun?
Not because of the Sukun.
Whenever a Ra has a Sukun, most of the time we have to look at the letter before the Ra Sakina. Sometimes we have to look at the letter after the ra in order to determine whether it's tafkhim or tarqiq. So here we have to look at the letter before the ra, which has what?
Tarqiq.
No. What letter? The letter preceding the ra, what vowel does it have? What short
Fatha.
Vowel? Okay. So that is why we have to pronounce with tafkhim.
Right.
Not because of the sukun itself.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the word kadhabu and kidhaba, can you tell me what characteristic dhal has that we have to hold it a little longer?
Hams.
Hams?
I mean like we can keep making this sound.
Yeah, you're right about that. but it's not called hams. Hams means it's voiceless.
Right.
But when we pronounce dal,
You can keep making the sound. I remember that.
And also, you can feel the vibration in your throat.
Yeah.
When pronouncing it. So it's the rakhawa that allows us to keep making its sound.
Sin also has rakhawa.
Sin has rakhawa. Sheen has rakhawa. Zay has rakhawa.
Yeah.
What else? Ha has rakhawa.
Yeah.
Ha has rakhawa. We have many letters of rakhawa.
Jaza'an wifaqa.
An appropriate recompense.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
Indeed, they were not expecting an account.
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
And denied our verses with emphatic denial.
Okay, brother Murtala, I want you to continue.
وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا.
وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا.
فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
Okay, brother Murtada. In the phrase شيءٍ أحصيناه, we have a specific rule of nun sakina. Is it, I'm going to give you four choices. Is it ilhar, idgham, ikhfa, or iqlab? Pay attention to how I pronounce it. Shay'in ahsayna. Ilhar, iqlab, idgham, ikhfa. Okay, let me give you another hint. We pronounce the nun sakina clearly, not with shadda.
It's
ikhfa. Do we say shay'in ahsayna? This is ikhfa, but we don't pronounce it with ikhfa. We pronounce it clearly.
Yeah.
Ilhar. Ilhar means to manifest something, to clarify something, okay, to make something known to everyone. To express something. Ilhar is when nun sakina is pronounced fully from its own place of articulation without changing it. So we say, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. We don't say, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, as if it has shadda.
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا.
But all things we have enumerated in writing.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
So taste the penalty, and never will we increase you, except in torment.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري,
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Brother Mustafa, now it's your turn.
Yes.
These are very beautiful verses. It's about the muttaqin.
Inna lil muttaqin mafaza.
Inna lil muttaqin mafaza.
Hadaiqa wa a'naba.
حدائق وأعنابا
وكواعب أترابا
وكواعب أترابا
وكأسا دهاقا
وكأسا دهاقا
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا
Okay. In verse 31, mm-hmm. how should we pronounce the qaf in lil muttaqin?
The lowest level of tafkhim.
Yes.
Because of the kasra.
Okay, I'm going to pronounce it in two ways. Tell me which one is correct. Lil muttaqin. And this one. Lil muttaqin.
The second one.
Yeah, the second one, exactly. You should not give too much tafkhim to the qaf. Okay?
Inna lil muttaqin mafaza.
In verse 32,
yes.
How should we pronounce the ayn sakina?
A'naba.
Okay, so can you explain how we should pronounce it? Is it with qalqala or without qalqala?
Without
qalqala. So we have to say wa'a'naba. There's three ways that we can pronounce ayn, only one of them is correct. If you pronounce it with shadda, it becomes a'naba. A'na, that's incorrect. You should not pronounce it with shit. If you pronounce it with tarqiq, rakhawa, excuse me, not tarqiq, rakhawa, because ayn is always a letter of tarqiq. If you say a'naba hada'iqa wa a'naba,
it's incorrect.
That's incorrect. حدائق وأعناب. This is tawassut. This is how ayn should be pronounced, and it requires a lot of practice, because most people, they pronounce ayn with qalqala, or they pronounce it with rakhawa, أعناب, just to make it easy. A lot of reciters do that, and it's not correct. It should have tawassut.
Inna lil muttaqin mafaza.
Indeed, for the righteous is attainment.
Hada'iqa wa a'naba.
Gardens and grapevines.
Wa kawa'iba atraba.
And full-breasted companions of equal age.
Wa ka'san dihaqa.
And a full cup.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا.
No ill speech will they hear therein, or any falsehood.
Thank you very much, and that's it for today's lesson. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان